The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
My memory last segment is we started talking Leon's, but then never identified the bumper music theme.
I heard from Bump Theme. It texted me.
See, I remember. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is our theme? I mean, two great songs to start.
Well, we've had Kings of Leon. We've had the king of rock and roll.
Yeah, well, no kings.
In honor of No Kings Day, we have an All Kings Day today.
Let me ask this guest, Kurt Dowd, the former Speaker of the House, were you out protesting Saturday? Can I find video of Kurt Dowd somehow, somewhere at a No Kings rally? My gut instinct tells me that did not happen.
I would say the only way that's possible is with AI now.
And with AI now, I have no idea in the next year or two what is going to be real and what is going to be not. We might get into some AI.
I'm having trouble figuring it out now when I see stuff on Facebook. It's amazing.
Oh, man. Well, right now, my obsession. Are you on TikTok?
I am.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, I'm a viewer on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. I just watch creator stuff, and I got an odd combination. But right now I have is it Sora? Where it's just basically famous figures in strange places, including my latest run is a lot of former presidents retiring from the NBA. Like last night, George Washington played his last game with the Washington Wizards. It's just bizarre stuff. And I laugh at it, but I'm also troubled by it. I'm very concerned about how many people, including myself and maybe you, were going to fool in the next few years. Let's get to this open Senate seat in your home state of Minnesota. You have Tina Smith stepping down, and it's not like Tina would have been invincible. Let's be clear about that. She's much more outspoken and visible now since she's decided to step down. So it seems like the Democrats in this race, it's pretty established. The more centrist of the two is Angie Craig, the more left-leaning and proud of it is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. And then on the Republican side, it's Rice White again and some other names that are not well known. Kurt, your party has a great chance for the Senate seat and then a beleaguered Governor Walz, who clearly is not as popular as he was in 18 and 22 with the two Fs, fraud and fatigue. What's going on with the party? Why don't they have better names involved, in particular in the Senate race, and then react to who's in the governor's race?
Yeah, I don't disagree with your analysis there. I think what's going on from the Republican perspective is that folks see the governor's race as this opportunity, right? You've got an embattled governor who, you know, is carrying some baggage coming off of the presidential race as the VP nominee. He's had more fraud than any other governor in the history of our country. You know, that's going to be baggage for him going into this race. We've never elected a governor to a third term in Minnesota. So I think the folks lining up are thinking that the governor's race is the one that everybody kind of wants. When you're right, the Senate race, you know, frankly, being an open seat and in a year like this, you know, with a top of the ticket governor's race that potentially will be competitive, I think it's a great opportunity for the right candidate. I think we've struggled on the Republican side to develop candidates and to, you know, we tend to kind of, and I suppose Democrats would say this too, but I was going to say we tend to eat our own. You know, we haven't won a statewide race since it'll be 20 years now, since 2006.
Right.
So that's not a great track record. But I think this year, now on the flip side of that, this is a Trump midterm, which historically
it's tough.
The elections kind of move against the party of the incumbent president in their first midterm. So it's you know, it should be a cycle that's working against us. If you know, I'm kind of a politico, so I'm kind of watching what's going on right now in New Jersey and Virginia. And
right.
those elections are going to happen here in just a couple of weeks. If Republicans overperform there, I think you might get some more interest in these races from what we might consider kind of higher tier candidates.
Okay, for about 6 to 8 years, I would ask you this question and others would ask you this question because you were one of the most visible Republicans. And you, I know, gave consideration a number of times for running and eventually did not. Do you think that's just happening with a number of other prominent Republicans? And then for you, is there any scenario where you would jump back into politics and jump into this race, having a fair amount of name recognition in this state?
Yeah, yeah. No, I tell you what, I would love to. I've been getting a lot of phone calls recently asking if I would run for governor. I haven't really thought too much about the Senate race. I wouldn't say I'm seriously thinking about the governor's race. It's kind of people to think of me and mention my name, but I don't know realistically. In a month, if things go right in New Jersey and Virginia for Republicans and it looks like the environment is good, will I take a look at it? I mean, I've been kind of in the back of my mind thinking about it, but I wouldn't say super seriously. To answer your question more directly about others, I kind of think so. And there's a lot of risk that goes with that, right? You know, to put yourself out there for a year and a half or 2 years, running for office, trekking across the state is a big commitment from a Republican perspective, a very low chance of success, right? We haven't won that statewide race in 20 years. That's a lot of losses. I think there's some questions about the infrastructure on the Republican side, if we're really equipped to run, to raise the money, to run and to win a statewide race. And that's part of the problem. With, you know, someone like a Tim Walz who has, you know, I think his last polling that I saw was 46 approve, 46% disapprove of his performance. That's not where you want to be as an incumbent governor running for reelection. Also, I will remind folks that whoever's running against him should be able to raise huge money nationwide. He now has a nationwide profile, and he is very polarizing to donors outside of the state of Minnesota. So if you could bring some money in, I'll use as an example, whoever the Republican is that runs against Ilhan Omar, even though they have zero chance of winning, they're always able to raise $2 or $3 million just by sending emails outside the state of Minnesota, right? Because people know Ilhan Omar's name and want to fund somebody running against her. That same phenomenon, probably exponentially greater, will be the case for whoever's running against Tim Walz. And I actually think Democrats should consider, and Tim Walz should consider, whether he's the right candidate to run for reelection. But he's announced he's going to, and I think that's good for Republicans.
Right. He did, right? He's going to run, and I think there were plenty of Democrats at the top level who were dismayed because they aren't convinced. Well, I think they still believe he's going to win.
I had heard through the grapevine that major donors, you know, there was some scuttlebutt about whether Amy Klobuchar was going to run for that he didn't want to run and that she was going to run. And I had
100%
heard that major donors had pulled him aside and said, and I know enough people that I believe this to be true, but major donors pulled him aside and said, you know, if she doesn't run and you don't have a super top tier candidate, you need to run again. Because you've seen what's happening on the Democrat side in our party with Omar Khattab being, winning the endorsement for the city of Minneapolis. And, you know, that the party is moving hard left. And I think the the more moderate Democrats or the party Democrats or the donors, the institutional donors to the Democratic Party don't want to see that, because they see that as the further left they move, the less chance we have to stay competitive and win these races.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This is why I like having you on the show, because you gave me a lot of material there, including the one scuttlebutt that I heard, like you, from dozens of people, that when a lot of us believed for a while that Walz wasn't going to run, the belief was that Klobuchar was going to continue to take the temperature for 28 and the presidential race, and just to see if there was any lane for her. And if it was no, that she then was going to step in. She then was going to step in. And let's be honest, she's the most popular politician in this state, you know, Republican or Democrat.
Yep.
And if she would have ran for governor, she's winning. And then the X factor was, and I'm not sure this would have happened, but the X factor was if she won and now she has her open seat, that she would appoint who to replace her? Tim Walz,
the governor, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Now
we had heard too.
Yeah. Now she's such a savvy politician, and she knows how that worked out with Wendy Anderson in the 70s. I'm not convinced she would have done that. But listen, Simon clearly was ready to run too. You know.
Yeah, I'm also very interested in what that would have done to the Republican field, right? Because you have people kind of lining up, and I don't know. Top tier, second tier, whatever you want to call them. I don't know that we have any really super, super strong candidates that are in it or considering it, but that might be a function of us just having not developed great candidates.
That's it.
But if she would have been the gubernatorial nominee, would everybody then switch over to the open Senate seat?
Yes.
all the Republicans, right? People would have run. And right now, Republicans are really seriously looking at it, flocking towards the governor's race. They would have all switched and gone to the Senate race, I think. But it leaves the Senate race open now. And if we've got a competitive top of the ticket and you see a very competitive race in Virginia and New Jersey here in a couple of weeks, there's an opportunity for Republicans in Minnesota to also be competitive in that Senate race.
Okay,
people should be looking at that race.
So let me jump back and remind folks, the Speaker of the House, Kurt Dowd, is with us. I want to get back to you. Because the first thing you said is when I ask about this, you say, I'd love to. If you'd love to get in the race, what prevents you from saying, I'm young enough, I'm healthy enough, I get this, I have, you know, among the candidates in the race, you by far have the strongest name recognition. What is stopping you from jumping into that race?
You know, I haven't totally ruled it out. I would say number one that holds me back right now is whether or not Republicans are equipped and ready and want to win a statewide race. Whether we have the infrastructure, whether, you know, we tend to eat our own, and especially through that process of endorsement and primary. So that's holding me back a little bit. I also will tell you, and this is no surprise, but I was, you know, Melissa Hortman was minority leader when I was speaker, and I was minority leader when she was speaker. We were each other's kind of primary counterpart in our careers. And I get people that ask me all the time, are you sad that you've left, or do you miss it? And politics has gotten so polarizing right now that folks are out, you know, shooting each other, and you know, the things that we're saying about each other right now, which, you know, maybe there's an argument to be made that good people should be in politics. But I'll tell you what, I feel like I got out at the right time, and I don't know if I'm out forever. I appreciate your kind words, but I haven't ruled it out, but I wouldn't say I'm necessarily leaning towards running, but I'm taking a look at it.
Is part of it having to answer questions about the President of the United States and some of the things he does, where I know in policy positions you agree with the majority, but like speaking of AI, him dumping poop on a No Kings rally and other things, I know that's not your approach.
You know, for me, it's not really. I actually, you know, I think he's done some really good things. You know, some of the stuff that he does may be a little childish. It makes me laugh. The same way you and I talked about, you know, AI videos of former presidents retiring from the NBA or what playing their last game, whatever it was. You know, that stuff entertains us. Sometimes do I think maybe the president shouldn't do that? At this point, you know, yeah, I have the same reaction sometimes. But
sometimes
I'm sure
it's pretty
does.
Cruel, though, right? Pretty demeaning.
It can be, yeah. And I also remember, and I try to remember what they've done to him, right? Some of these, you know, the lawsuit or the case about the value of his properties with all of the, you know, I mean, they just drug him through the gutter, trying to convict him on all of these charges that now seem to be getting overturned and you know, on appeal they seem to be getting reversed. And I think people see, you know, they were targeting him politically. Nobody else had ever been prosecuted for you know, the value of their, you know.
Well, okay, can I just jump in on that though? But if you own real estate and for a loan purposes you say it's worth $300 million, and then for tax purposes you say it's worth $30,000, that's a problem, yeah. Right? And again, Letitia James campaign saying she was going to get him, that was idiotic,
yeah.
Right? That was idiotic. That's,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You can't do that with the same piece of real estate and just change the value for whatever suits you best.
Well, you know, no, they have. But why haven't they prosecuted anybody else for that? And the reality is, if you take out a loan, somebody else, the bank is always going to verify the value of the property. They're not going to take your word for it.
Yeah.
And on taxes, there's a tax assessor that works for the government that determines the value of your property.
Right.
It doesn't really matter what his internal books say. And the fact that nobody else had ever been prosecuted for that, I feel pretty comfortable that they prosecuted him on things for political reasons that they shouldn't have. And I think now they regret doing.
Some,
right?
Some do. Some others.
So I have, yeah, you're right, I guess. Yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah, I got to jump in.
Some don't.
I'm already super
sounds
late.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
if you announce, you better announce here. Let's go.
Thanks, Ed.
Kurt Dowd, the former Speaker of the House, not sure he's quite out yet.
Didn't sound like it.
Let's see what happens in Virginia and New Jersey.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, let me talk Stretch Lab. Last time I saw Kurt Dowd, every time I see Kurt Dowd, he's in pretty good shape. You're in pretty good shape. Me, eh. Doesn't matter if you're in good shape, great shape, awful shape. All of us can be helped at Stretch Lab. StretchLab.com. Dozen plus locations in the metro area. Yeah, you. All of us should stretch more. All of us should stretch at our apartment, our house, maybe where we work out. But how about also adding to it with trained professionals who will make it even better for you? They'll assess you. They have the technology to do that. They'll have a conversation with you. And the first time you go sign up for that 50-minute session, it's fantastic. I guarantee you're going to walk out feeling a little better, a little taller, and most likely saying, hey, how can I become a member here at Stretch Lab? I've been since 2019. They're great. StretchLab.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.